听力课堂，听 class.com。
Everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to study English with us. Now, before we get into the lesson, we have a special friend who wants to say hello.
Hi, everyone. My name is Richard 何荣. You are studying with Studio Classroom, your friend, and my best friend for life.
Well, thanks for that warm greeting, Richard. It's always great to hear from our Studio Classroom Friends for Life. Friends, you can send us your hello either through a short video clip or digital photo. Just be sure to tell us your name and where you're from. Okay, let's get into today's lesson. It's about yet another social network, but this one is different, and in a moment we'll find out why. Our one entry from the word bank is the idiom take by storm, as in that designer's unique, environmentally friendly clothes are taking the fashion world by storm. Okay, let's open our magazines to page 12 and begin the lesson, The Twitter Trio.
The Twitter Trio. Meet the men behind one of the world's fastest growing social networks. Your favorite singer tells you what she just had for lunch. Then, your favorite actor lets you know his Christmas plans. Next, your former classmate informs you that he's watching a movie, and your cousin tells you her latest test score. All of this information is delivered to you on one simple web page, courtesy of Twitter, the microblogging site that's taking the world by storm. Thanks to the Twitter trio, Jack Dorsey, Biz Stone, and Evan Williams, people around the world are connecting at the speed of a tweet, a short update.
Hi, friends, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther. And today we'll be profiling or taking a very close look at three men. In fact, they are the men that started the social network Twitter. Our article is called The Twitter Trio.
And you probably remember from last month that a trio is a group of three. So in this case, it's a group of three men. So we're meeting the three men behind or responsible for one of the world's fastest growing social networks. Now that phrase social network is a popular one these days. What does that mean, Chelsea?
Well, if you're social, that means that you communicate with many people. And a network is a system that connects many people together. So we're talking about a social networking system online. This is a website that connects many people together through communication.
So there are several different social networks. I suppose MySpace and Facebook would be a couple other large social networks. I suppose blogging would also be a way of socially networking with your friends.
And if you are on a social network, then you are communicating with lots of different people. They can be all over the world. People respond to you. You leave comments. You can post pictures. And you can do lots of fun things. But we'll find out how Twitter is different from some of these other social networks. And especially, we'll find out how Twitter began.
Now, this article starts out a very interesting way. We see a sentence that says, your favorite singer tells you what she just had for lunch. That seems a little strange to me. That sounds like your favorite singer would probably be someone very famous. And to know what she just had for lunch would be kind of an interesting thing to know. But then the article goes on and says something else about a famous person.
Right, and these personal details. Then your favorite actor lets you know his Christmas plans. That would be another piece of kind of personal information, I think.
Right, or maybe your former classmate, someone who you used to go to school with maybe 5, 10, 20 years ago, informs you or tells you that he's watching a movie, or even your cousin tells you what her latest test score is. So it seems like people are putting a lot of very personal information online, and maybe they can update this information very quickly.
And I noticed that all four of these people are very, very different people. Some of them you have never met in real life. You will probably never meet them. Some of them you might be good friends with, or you might have a personal relationship with. The bottom line is that all of these people are able to communicate with you through Twitter. All this information is actually delivered to you on this one simple webpage, courtesy of this site we're talking about today, Twitter. Now, I noticed that phrase, courtesy of Twitter, Chip.
Right. Well, that's a simple way of saying provided by. So all of this is coming, being delivered to you on a web page provided by or courtesy of Twitter. So if you're grateful for all of this information coming to you in a convenient way, you can thank Twitter.
Right, and Twitter is a microblog. And what blogging is it's a website where you can put lots of your personal information on. Often people will post pictures or different write-ups. But this is microblogging, and instead of writing things maybe once a day or once every couple of days, people will constantly write little messages to update the world what they are doing.
And micro means exactly that. It means very small, very little. So very small messages. And this microblogging site, Twitter, is taking the world by storm. Now, if you take something by storm, that means that you attract it completely, all at the same time, very fast. It's easy to picture. Often we see thunderstorms or rainstorms come in very fast, all at once, and they take over a whole area. The same is true with this idiom. You attract something or captivate something all at the same time. And that is exactly what happened with Twitter. It took the world by storm very quickly. People became interested in this microblogging website.
And we might say a similar thing about Google. Google took the internet by storm because it became very popular very quickly. We have some more information for you on the word tweet.
With new technology comes new vocabulary. Some new Twitter-inspired vocabulary includes the word tweet. As a noun, it means a user's status update. As a verb, it means to write a status update. RT, or retweet, is a verb, and it means to tweet content from another user's update. To DM, or direct message someone, is to send a private message to another user.
Now let's find out who are the people, who are the three men who are part of this Twitter trio. Their names are Jack Dorsey, Biz Stone, and Evan Williams.
So all three of these men played a very large role in starting this social networking site, Twitter, and we're going to tell you more about how they did that later. But for now, just know that all around the world today, people are connecting at the speed of a tweet or a short update. Now, Chip, this word tweet is a vocabulary word that you need to know, but it's also kind of a play on words.
It is a little bit. Actually, when I see the word tweet, the first thing I think of is the sound that a bird makes. Often a small bird will make a sharp, quick sound that we sometimes call a tweet. So that's appropriate to refer to this short update, very quick information, and we are calling this a tweet. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll talk more about how this Twitter thing got started. Before we go, we're going to visit the chat room.
Hi,
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room on this first day of December. And we'd like to welcome Linda today.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. You know, it's really hard to believe that it's December already, isn't it?
I know. This year has really gone by quickly. Well, we're talking about the company Twitter today. Linda, what does that word really mean anyway?
Well, the word Twitter itself has several meanings. Like when you hear birds chirping, you can say they are twittering. People can talk like this when they are very excited. But I think the way this company is using it, it means to speak rapidly.
So the founders used it to mean to communicate, right? I mean, they don't really talk on Twitter.
Well, people talk by microblogging.
Microblogging? What does that mean?
Well, micro means very, very small, microscopic. Like you must look through a microscope to see it. And you put that together with a blog, and you have an extremely small blog.
And a blog is where people write on the web about what they're doing, right? To keep their friends and family up to date.
Right. So on Twitter, you can use 140 to 160 words to update people.
Twitter 这个字原本是指鸟叫声，也可以用来形容人叽叽喳喳的讲述事情。但是现在一般人听到 Twitter 几乎都会联想到这个 microblogging 的网站推特。Blog 就是部落格，字首 micro 表示微小的，像 microscope 显微镜。因此呢 microblog 就是一个微网志。So how is micro different from mini? Are these...Mini blogs?
Well, mini just means smaller than others in its class or kinds. Like the mini. You know that small car made in England. Or if I take a mini vacation, I only take a 3 or 4 day vacation instead of 2 or 3 weeks. So micro is much smaller than mini.
Oh, I get it. Mini 就是 mini 的极小的超小型的，但是 micro 比 mini 还要小。Micro 是超迷你的，要用显微镜才能看到的。
Well, it's time for a break, but don't go too far because Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, maybe you've heard of Facebook or MySpace. Well, now there's another social networking site that's taking the world by storm, Twitter. Friends, we have two versions of our next keyword. The first is dispatching. Rob works in the dispatching department of a taxi company, so he's constantly communicating with the drivers.The second is dispatch, as in companies that offer electricity, phone, or cable TV services often dispatch technicians to clients' homes. Next is the noun, ambulance. Several ambulances arrived at the scene of the accident. And finally, the word conceive, as in how did the inventor conceive this creative idea?Okay, let's get back to our lesson. We'll pick up the reading on line 14.
The Twitter Trio. Dorsey has always loved cities and the way information travels through them. In 1991, at age 14, Dorsey held his first, but not his last,part-time job designing dispatching software for taxi companies in St. Louis. By 2000, he had started his own company to dispatch taxis, ambulances, and couriers via the internet. The fact that the users of his software, drivers, were simply reporting their locations gave Dorsey an idea. Add to that a desire to stay better connected with friends,And he conceived the concept of Twitter.
Now we've been talking about the Twitter Trio and the three men that began Twitter. Now first, let's take a look at one of the men. His name is Jack Dorsey. And our text says he has always loved cities and the way information travels through them. So he's always been very, very interested in information and spreading information. And when he was only 14 in 1991, he did something. He had a part-time job. In fact, what was this part-time job he did?
Well, Jack Dorsey held a part-time job designing dispatching software for taxi companies in the St. Louis area. Now, that word dispatching is talking about sending someone or something out to a specific place or a specific location. And in this case, he's designing software, and we know that software is computer programming that is going to be used for taxi companies. These taxi drivers will receive information and they will be dispatched. They will go to a certain location based off of where the software tells them to go. And he was actually doing this when he was only 14 years old.
Right.
Sounds like he must have been a pretty smart 14-year-old.
Yeah, he's getting a young start to his working career, I suppose. And there would be many different types of companies that would dispatch, which would send out someone to a location. And so we see in our next article that by 2000, so only 9 years later, he had started his own company to dispatch taxis, ambulances, and couriers via the internet. Now, I know that a hospital would dispatch an ambulance, but what is an ambulance exactly, Esther?
Now, an ambulance is the special vehicle that takes people to the hospital. So you can call 911 in the States, and the ambulance will come and take you to the hospital. So, in fact, Dorsey, when he was 23 in 2000, he began his own company, and this is something he used. He used his skills from designing software to begin this company for dispatching ambulances and couriers and even taxis.
Yes, and that word courier might also be unfamiliar to you. A courier is someone or something that carries a message to someone or something else, maybe even a piece of news. In fact, the town that I used to live in, the newspaper in that town was called the Courier, because it carried the news to the community. So Dorsey is going to great lengths. He's doing many things to dispatch information, to design software that dispatches information to taxi drivers and ambulances and connects people, all using the internet. Now, this sounds like a good start for him, since
right.
He's moving in the direction of Twitter.
Right, right. And he had already started his own company, but by doing this company, by dispatching these different drivers, by sending them different places, this gave Dorsey an idea. And these drivers who were simply reporting their locations via the internet gave him an idea. And you add to that what, Esther?
Well, he wanted to be better connected to his friends. So maybe one day he woke up and thought, aha, why don't I use something like this on the internet, the way I'm having people report to me where they are. Maybe I can use my skills as a software writer, and maybe I can design a program so that I can be better connected to my friends and people I know. And this is how he began and how he conceived or thought of the idea, the concept of Twitter.
And Esther just told us that word conceived means to think of, and usually when we conceive something, we think of it or we imagine it in our minds. We don't say it out loud right at first. We think of it first in our minds and think through the process, through whatever concept you're coming up with. And a concept would be a thought or an idea. And then maybe you verbalize it. You share that idea with your friends or your company. And that's exactly what Jack Dorsey did. He conceived this concept of Twitter. He woke up maybe one morning, like Esther said, and had this idea in his head. And from there, it really took off.
Okay, so Dorsey, at a very young age, is conceiving this concept of Twitter by combining this way of drivers reporting their locations via the internet, combining that idea with a desire for friends to stay better connected. And wow, he has come up with a very successful idea that we will learn about tomorrow. So hope you can come back and visit us tomorrow and learn more about how Twitter got started and how it has become one of the fastest growing social networks on the internet. Before we go, let's watch a skit.
Oh, it's my favorite singer. She's having pizza for lunch.
Huh? You know a famous singer?
Oh, it's my favorite actor. He's making a new movie, Good For You.
Wow, how do you know these celebrities?
Oh, wait a minute.
Another celebrity?
No, it's an old classmate. And my cousin.
What are you doing?
I'm reading my tweets. I'm Twittering.
What?
It's a microblogging system, and it's taking the world by storm.
What storm?
It's the fastest growing social network.
Oh, how did that come about?
It was started by the Twitter trio, and now people all over the world are connecting at the speed of a short update, a tweet.
Huh. Well, hey, I want to tweet too.
Wow.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看的是 take by storm 这个成语。Take by storm 是指风靡或者是大获成功。例如 the new movie took audiences in Asia by storm. 这部电影风靡了亚洲的观众。或者是 this new teacher took her classroom by storm. 这位新老师受到班上全班同学的喜爱。继续我们看的是dispatch 这个动词，注意 P 在这里发比较接近 B 的音，念成 dispatch。 DIS 这个字首是指分开，所以 dispatch 是指分派或派遣。例如 The ambulance was dispatched to the scene of the car accident. 这部救护车被派遣到车祸的现场。或者是 Within seconds, the police dispatched two police officers to the house that reported theft.几秒内警方就派了两位警官到通报窃案的住宅。最后我们看的是 conceive 这个动词。conceive 是指构想、想象或者是构思。例如 The musician took a year to conceive his latest album. 这位音乐家花了一年的时间构思他最近的这张专辑。或者是 The popular play was conceived by a group of young college students.这出大受欢迎的戏剧当初是由一群年轻的大学生构思出来的。And that concludes our language tips today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The Twitter Trio. Meet the men behind one of the world's fastest growing social networks. Your favorite singer tells you what she just had for lunch.Then, your favorite actor lets you know his Christmas plans. Next, your former classmate informs you that he's watching a movie, and your cousin tells you her latest test score. All of this information is delivered to you on one simple webpage, courtesy of Twitter, the microblogging site that's taking the world by storm. Thanks to the Twitter trio,Jack Dorsey, Biz Stone, and Evan Williams, people around the world are connecting at the speed of a tweet, a short update. Dorsey has always loved cities and the way information travels through them. In 1991, at age 14, Dorsey held his first, but not his last, part-time job designing dispatching software for taxi companies in St. Louis.By 2000, he had started his own company to dispatch taxis, ambulances, and couriers via the internet. The fact that the users of his software, drivers, were simply reporting their locations gave Dorsey an idea. Add to that a desire to stay better connected with friends, and he conceived the concept of Twitter.
Although we're discussing a social networking site, this article is not a technology feature. It's a profile feature on the three men behind one of the world's fastest growing social networking sites, Twitter. You know, all great things begin with an idea. And today we were introduced to the man who first thought about the Twitter idea, Jack Dorsey. Remember, there are other networking sites that help people stay connected, but again, we're discovering that Twitter is a little different. Friends, as I mentioned at the beginning of today's program, we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to send us your greetings at letters@studioclassroom.com. Tomorrow, let's meet the second person of the Twitter trio. We'll see you all then. Bye-bye, everyone.